Hello, and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Jennifer. Good to be back on your home turf for
yes,
a change.
Yes, it is great to have you in the KUT studios. But thanks for driving down today.
You're wearing this great leopard skin, black and gold, in my honor.
I try to do that now when we get together to have our discussions to show my
solidarity.
Southwestern spirit.
I love it.
Here I am.
You look like a pirate.
Well,
In a leopard skin outfit.
Thank you. I look
very
like
nice.
A pirate.
Very nice. Thank you.
So I want to thank listeners who have been checking in with us with ideas for shows and topics.
So we have listeners. Interesting.
We do. We have at least one or two, and they have been in touch with some great topics via email. And by the way, if you have an idea for a topic or something you'd like to hear us bat back and forth, send me an email. It's just jstayton, S-T-A-Y-T-O-N, at KUT.org. Email me the idea and we'll try to work it into a future episode. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that a listener named Bill submitted. He submitted a really kind of a pretty meaty topic, so we're gonna maybe shape
sure.
it a little bit.
Here's he won't mind.
He Bill, won't mind.
Bill's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Here's
I'm
what
sure.
he submitted. He wanted to know, what are the roles and responsibilities, if any, of higher education in resolving growing inequality in the U.S. and globally? So that's a pretty big topic. So what I'm thinking is, why don't we sort of talk about the role of higher ed in issues that are sort of beyond campus?
That's right.
You know, issues that are of national and global importance. Where does higher ed fit in with discussions and actions about those issues?
Well, I think in a variety of different ways. First of all, I think that happens both through the curriculum and co-curricular activities. You know, at Southwestern University, for example, part of our curriculum is actually enhanced by a commitment to social justice and civic engagement. So that literally is part of our curriculum. But even beyond that, there are opportunities to engage in these big questions about the world or even about your local community. And, you know, our vision at Southwestern, we discussed this a few weeks back, this notion of think, create, connect, to make meaning and make a difference. The making meaning and making a difference really feeds into that. And it happens in a variety of different ways on campuses. I mean, at Southwestern, we have this very large lecture series. In fact, I should invite you and all of our listening audience to it. This is called the Schilling Lecture Series, and it's named in honor of Margaret and Roy Schilling. Roy Schilling was the 13th president of Southwestern University. And we bring in folks from around the world to talk about issues involving civic engagement and social justice, really. The last one we had, you actually were there. That was Scott Simon.
Yes.
from NPR spoke. This time around, which is going to be on April 19th, is going to be Sister Helen Prejean, who is the sister who is very vocal about the questions of the death penalty. And she wrote this amazing book called Dead Man Walking, which was then turned into a play and then it turned into a movie with
An opera, actually.
That's right. And in fact, I met the fellow who actually created the libretto up in Dallas at the Dallas Opera Company. I had a chance to meet him. You know, there's a person who's trying to use the tools of the liberal arts to really tackle a very complex, very heated, and very multifaceted issue. And she will be on campus, and her title of the talk is going to be Dead Man Walking, The Journey Continues. And that's going to be on April 19th. If people want to get tickets, they can go online to southwestern.edu/Schilling, which is S-H-I-L-L-I-N-G. Tickets are free, but you do need them to get in. And also, our theater department is putting on the play Dead Man Walking, and that will be starting right before she arrives and goes right through her visit, and so people can come up. There are many, many shows of that. You can find that online as well. And the idea is she'll get to engage with the actors and the people involved in that production and then give this very large public audience lecture, and then she will engage with our students on the stage who will ask her questions. So there's another way to really take a very large, multifaceted, complex issue and try to bring the liberal arts to amplify the thinking about that.
Do you think it's the role of higher ed and I guess sort of by extension, liberal arts or liberal arts sort of rolled in there with it to take a stand or a side on issues, or just give students, not just, but very important, the give tools. Students tools to start their minds thinking and exploring and researching so that they kind of find their own paths through these complicated issues.
And this is not my own personal opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of any organization now or any group of educators. But from my vantage point, I think we're trying to create an atmosphere where students will make up their own minds in the sense of literally creating themselves. I mean, make up their minds. And so what within the construct of, you know, the laws that we have and kind of who we are as a society, I think that individuals should make those decisions for themselves, and we should be open to a diversity of opinions and a diversity of ideas within that framework of who we are as a country. And I think that's a delicate balance to walk, free speech versus saying things that really might bother and potentially even offend somebody. It's complicated, and it's a delicate balance. But I think we have to walk that in higher ed. Otherwise, we aren't balanced, and in fact, we become a little bit skew one way or the other. But it's complicated.
So, is this something that professors in classrooms, no matter what the topic, should sort of be thinking as they're lecturing, as they're engaging students, as students are creating meaning, that, yes, we're in a classroom, we may be talking about a work of literature, but actually, you know, we've got our eyes set beyond the classroom. Is this something that should sort of be infused daily?
The idea that you're going to forget the content of that particular lecture, but the thinking strategy and how to see that suite of ideas affect things beyond the particular class discussion, to me, is what education is all about. It is that's what I call impactful learning. And so, absolutely, I think we should be doing that throughout. You know, the question of, you know, what's the right answer? That, you know, in math, it's so easy because in math, I know what the right answer is. But in these more complex issues, it's much harder to find, and the right answer is going to be the individual thing. I mean, people always say, you know, math is hard, and I always say, no, math is easy. It's real life that's hard because there are lots of answers, and we have to understand them all.
All right, I may need a little assistance with thinking strategy to get the solution to last puzzler.
Oh, yeah.
Remind us about the 10 mangoes in a box and the 10 friends.
You're not going to like this at all.
I'm not?
And neither will our listeners.
Oh, but I think actually that means I'm going to like it even more. I love the sound
again,
of that.
Diversity of ideas,
right.
Opinions. So let me remind our listeners that we had a box with 10 mangoes and we had 10 friends. And we gave each person a mango, and they each had a mango. And so everyone had one. And yet we were left with one mango left in the box. And the question is, how is that possible? And that was the riddler from last time. And did you want to take a guess?
Okay. My guess is that you said 10 mangoes in a box, but you didn't say only 10 mangoes in a box.
Oh, then let me say that now. Only 10 mangoes in a box.
All right. my guess is off.
Interesting. There could have been 11.
There could have been 11.
And
there could have
10.
Been 40 mangoes in a box. But
I love it.
I sort of thought maybe at least that 10 means at least 10, but maybe more. I am wrong,
I love that solution, and actually I will give that a very large partial credit.
Okay.
Because, you know, there are 10 mangoes in the box doesn't preclude, I guess, that there couldn't be an 11th.
Sure.
Right. But the thinking was, you know, then I'd say at least 10.
Right. Okay.
So that's why I don't give you full credit, but I love the thinking.
Okay.
The thinking is brilliant.
I'll take the partial credit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very high partial credit.
And now I'm really curious, though, because this was a tricky one, I thought.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So you give the first person a mango, you give the second person a mango, and you go all the way down to the 9th person, and the 10th person, you give them the mango and the box.
I love that.
So the 10th person has a mango, but also has the box. I never said I couldn't give the box away. And
I
so,
love that.
And one was still remaining in the box.
Because the person 10 got the box and the mango.
I hope we still have listeners right now. They might be so annoyed, they might just turn off.
I like that one. Can I? Here's my pun. You have to think outside the box.
There you go. Brilliant. What a good save to a bad puzzler.
No, I love the thinking on that. And really, this episode, we're talking and thinking about thinking.
That's right.
And taking thinking that we sort of learn and work that muscle in higher ed and take it to sort of apply to issues really globally and nationally.
And beyond the curriculum, which is really key, because life is beyond the curriculum. And that's why taking up these really serious issues and whether they're national, I mean, look, we're going into a national election, whether they're national or even regional or local, your formal education should influence how you think about everything. And that's why, you know, we're excited about having Sister Helen Prejorn here. You know, by the way, she's an amazing speaker. I don't know if you ever saw her on Bill Maher. She was great on Bill Maher, and she's on a lot of these programs. She'll be there, and that's going to be April 19th at 7 p.m. If you want more information or tickets, you can call area code 512-863-1378 or online at southwestern.edu/Schilling, S-H-I-L-L-I-N-G.
And just to wrap up our discussion, I want to hearken back to one word that Bill said in his question that caught my attention. He wants to know the role of higher ed in resolving, he asked about growing inequality mm-hmm. in the U.S. and globally. Is the role of higher ed to come up with the answer necessarily, or to get people thinking towards a solution? Maybe that's a bit nuanced, but
I think it's to empower future generations to solve the issues and the problems, maybe of today, but certainly the issues of problems of tomorrow, which we can't even foresee today. To empower them with this thinking and creativity so that they can actually engage in those questions and truly resolve them. It's not enough to talk about them. If you talk about them, then in fact nothing happens except you're talking about it. But to actually make progress, forward progress requires forward thinking.
And thank you, Ed, for empowering us to keep our brain sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. You can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find Higher Ed on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT News.